Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولِ Those who differ and go against and opposite to the Rasul. مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْحَقِّ مِنْ بَعْدِ وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى When the clear path has become clear to him. مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ And he follows a path which is not the path of the believers. He follows another path which is not the path of the believers. وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى Which path he is going on, we leave him to go on that path. We give him rein. We give him a line, a free line you carry on. وَنُسْلِهِ جَهَنَّمْ And finally we throw him into Jahannam. وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا And a very evil and very horrible place it is to land oneself in. Now this year, we just see the ayat and the Quran, Allahu Akbar, the miracle of the Quran Sharif, how it fits in hand in glove for all occasions till Qiyamah, that those who go against the ways of Rasul. Now there are so many hadith which we also have mentioned a few here and there at times, that the way of Islam is the way of Nabi alayhi salam. Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ قَالُوا كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَا That is the way of Allah and His Rasul. So anyone who goes against that way is also at the same time known to the masses. Ordinary Muslims who are what we will call ignorant, jahil, they don't know much about deen, but they also know what is Islam, the basic concepts and principles of Islam. The learned also know. The non-Muslims also know. So that path of Nabi, the path of Islam, which is a known path, like for example, segregation of the genders in Islam, is known. Islam orders that, even non-Muslims know that. And many people experience that wherever they go. Many times in the immigration, a lady will come and say that you come to my counter. That I will check your face, etc., for a lady. So all these things are known. As far as interest is concerned, the world knows Islam is a non-interest-based financial system. Many, many things like this. So the Sabil Rasul, the path of Nabi is known. But now those who oppose it, and that path has been coming down, and all know it. From generation to generation it has come, the way of Islam. So Allah says, وَمَنْ يَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ بَعْدَ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى After he knows what is the right, he also knows. And in that we see that those ulama, they are those ulama today who not only say TV is permissible, they appear on TV. And they were the same ulama, the same person. When he was teaching in a maktab, he made the children take out the TV from their homes. That it is haram to keep a TV. TV is not permissible at all. So how they have changed. How many things which they knew themselves that this is wrong. This is not permissible. This is what they taught, what they advocated, what they taught. And then they changed. Hazrat Huzaifah ibn al-Yaman, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a very great sahabi. He says, somebody asked him, what is fitna? When is a person caught up in a fitna? So he said, if a person is caught up in a fitna, that what he stood yesterday, or what he understood, what he accepted yesterday as haram, today he says it's halal. So things which we thought we were ourselves, we were advocating, we were teaching that these things were haram. And now we say it is halal. For example, with the JUSA website, if you go on their website from about 94 till about 2000, they were following the old Jamiat system properly. From 2000 to 2010, roughly, they started deleting all the old fatwas, which were in favor of the old Islam. And they deleted it there, and it's on record. What the machine which is called the Wayback Machine. All the bad things of any website can be retrieved again. And then you see what was there and what is here now. You see, completely that was a different Islam. This is a different Islam. And now they have gone in a different direction. So all these things which are very clear. So those who follow this wrong, the new path, a new path, that is being referred to. بَعْدَمَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ خَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And they follow a path which is not the path of the Muslimin. Whether it is interest-based business, whether it is Islamic finance, Islamic banking, or whether it is intermingling of sexes, whether it is photography, whether it is music, whether it is interfaith-related matters, whether it is homosexuality and lesbianism hidden behind LGBTQ, all those things which are totally haram, today they are being promoted and they are being advanced as permissible in Islam. And Islam permits it, Islam allows it, Islam encourages it, waliyazu billah. So all this here, this ayat is so clear, glove in hand, it fits and explains everything. Noel Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullah alayhi, says, this wayattabi ghayra sabilil mu'mineen. In here is a clear proof of the ijma'i ummat, that what Islam is and what the ummat is unanimous upon. That is a clear proof that is what we must follow. In that, ulama explained, there are four things for us to follow our deen. One is Quran Sharif, that is the first and most important. If you don't get a clear-cut instruction in the Quran Sharif, then you go to Hadith Sharif. When you get that, well then good. If not, then you go to Ijma. Ijma is the consensus of the ulama. When on what matter the ulama agree, that is a proof as strong as Quran Sharif. In the absence of a clear-cut verdict from the Quran Sharif, Hadith Sharif, and there is Ijma is a clear-cut proof as strong as the Quran Sharif. And the fourth is Qiyas, analogy, to compare. Today there isn't a new situation has arisen, which is not in the Quran Sharif, it wasn't before, it's not in the Hadith, it's not in Ijma also. Then you compare it to a situation there. Now that is not the work of any Tom, Dick and Harry, great ulama. That where the differences come, you can't compare. Qiyas ma'al fariq. You are comparing it, but you are making a mistake here. This comparison of yours is not befitting, it's not correct, because you are not relating it correctly. So that's not the work of everyone, the great ulama. So anyway, these are the four things. So Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullah alayhi, says that the ijma of the ummah is dalil also. So what the ummah is unanimous upon, like the ummah 100% were unanimous that photography is haram, that intermingling of sexes is haram, homosexuality is haram. It's not a matter of choice. It is not a matter of willingly allowing it. It is haram, it is haram. All these matters. So, نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى. Here is a great lesson here also. We will leave them to do what they want to do. And this is a system of Quran Sharif, which in many ayat, Allah Ta'ala has explained that when a person is adamant to do wrong, and he finds proof within himself, we will make him convince his proof is right. His proof will be wrong completely, but he will. For example, when the Munafiqeen wanted to go out for jihad in the path of Allah, fi sabilillah, but Allah didn't, they are Munafiqs. Allah made excuses for them. And they may use that excuse to say, we can't go, family is sick, this is a problem, that is a problem, there is no mahram at home, we can't go, etc. Allah makes it then for a person. And then you see the wrong which you are in, and it's wrong, but you are made to see it as right. So that is a dangerous situation also. And the only way is tawbah, istighfar, that we turn to Allah for His help, and He shows us what is right, what is wrong. Otherwise, even you take advice from your friends, etc., they tell you, no, you are right, they are wrong. So this is a very, when the clear-cut laws of Islam, which even non-Muslims know what they are, even Shaitan knows what are the laws of Islam. But yet people will follow the wrong laws and prove them right. وَيَتَّبِي غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّيهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ. And then finally what will happen when we get to Akhirat and we enter the Adab in the Qabr on the day of Qiyamah, and وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. And it is a very, very evil, wrong, horrible road that they were following and they had reached. And when a person gets to the Adab in the Qabr on the day of Qiyamah, nobody will help you. Husband will recognize wife, ask her for help, ask her for one sawab, ask her for a drop of water, she will refuse. Yea, in the worldly life, she made all khidmat for her husband, or husband for his wife, parents for their children, children for their parents. They will see one another, they will recognize one another. But those who are there, the criteria will be, what was supposed to be in the world, it will become very clear there. It will be the criteria of Iman and Kufr, not of family ties, not of old relationships, not of favors that were done for one another, not of contacts we got for one another. There it will be on Iman and Amal, on justice and the truth.